not fear. And we're so thankful that we have God, that we can come in and be sheltered by Him. And so we want to begin this service now with a word of prayer. And again, I invite you to participate. Join in now as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pause today to give you praise and to honor you. And in the midst of the storm, we keep our eyes on you, Jesus. Father, we invite your presence here with us. We invite your presence to just invade every living room, every bedroom and dining room where people are watching right now. Father, we pray that you bring peace to those who are feeling like everything is just all upside down. Father, would you comfort them? Would you move and touch their hearts and lives? God, we pray for the medical professionals as they are working many, many hours to love on and to care for those who are sick. Father, give them the strength that they need. And Father, we pray that in all this somehow that people would respond to you and give their hearts to you. Lord, we thank you today that we have a refuge, we have a strength. We thank you that you are here with us, Lord. Father, we pray that you'd bless this time together now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, let's give God our best as we worship Him now this morning.
When the tears may fall, my song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise to you. I the middle of the storm, reaching out for me. From the center of your heart, and I will fear no evil. Your heart is close through sorrow. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Yeah.
Lord, we thank you that it is well with our soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Friends, right now I'd love to invite you just to message us prayer requests. And again, we'll pray for those today and throughout the week. So we invite you to do that right now. We realize that our live stream on our website's not working. Christian World Media, I think, is getting bogged down with lots of services today. But again, that will be on there later throughout the week. So point people towards Facebook as much as you can right now. But please, right now, if you would just, again, let us know your prayer requests. And we're just going to begin to pray right now. I know some of you are sick. Maybe it's peace, fear, things that you just need that peace to overcome the fear. Maybe right now it's financial. We know some in our church now, you're not working because of the social distancing thing. So we want to pray for you. We want to ask God to bless you this morning. So Heavenly Father, right now we lift up the needs this morning. Lord, even as people are gathered in their homes right now, some are sick, some are just filled with fear and panic. Maybe they've lost their job right now. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would intervene in our lives. Lord, that you would touch those that are ill. And Lord, we especially pray right now for, Lord, several of our Assemblies of God missionaries, our leaders, Lord, that have this COVID virus right now, Lord, that they're infected and they're struggling, and there's a few that are even hanging on for life. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for your healing power to flow. God, again, we thank you that you are a refuge in the time of storms. Lord, we embrace that promise today. Father, send healing into people's houses today. Bring your peace, Lord, I pray right now. Comfort in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen. This morning, I want to walk you through some various options that we have for you to be able to give of your tithes and your offerings. In fact, we have six different ways that you can do that. If you're watching from another church, please support that church. But let me just go through that with you right now. Hopefully those things will be coming up on the screen for you as well. So one of the greatest ways that you can give right now is just on our secure website, livinghopelf.org. If you click on the giving link or the /giving, it's really easy to do. This is how I give my tithe to the district every single month. So this is really easy to do, and I do this often. So there's some information that you need to just put in for the first time, and after that, it'll be very, very easy for any future gifts. And again, this is secure, so we invite you to do that. Also, you can give through your mobile phone. So there is an app called Give Plus. Again, I have this on my phone. And again, once you download the Give Plus app, you'll have to put in a little bit of information. Very, very simple. It won't take you but a few minutes. And then it's really easy to go and be able to give to the various funds of the church. So again, we invite you to use that. It's called the Give Plus app. The third way that you can then give is text to give on your mobile phone. You can use that. And that should be working any day now. We've been testing it out over the weekend. It hasn't been working. But in your messaging app on your phone, there's a 10-digit code, 833-619-0355. Again, 833-619-0355. You can put in the amount that you want to donate, press send, and then you'll receive a registration link and go ahead and fill out that information. Tap process, and then you can pick from the different church funds there. Text the contribution amount, the fund name, and fund code. And again, we'll email this stuff out to you as well, so you have that information. But once you've done that, it's just really easy. You can just go to that message, that number, click on the amount, you put in the amount you want to give, and you can do that. Now, many of you have already been doing this, but you can also give through your bank. And you can have a check sent here on a regular basis, so just go in and do your online bill pay, and that's really easy to do. The old-fashioned way, one of the old-fashioned ways, is you can use the U.S. Postal Service. You can mail your checks to Living Hope Church. That's 17389 Haven Road. And again, that address should be on the screen there. So go ahead, mail your checks. And then the other way you can give is you can actually bring your gift to the church at any time. The office may be open at various times. We're going to be restructuring that perhaps a little bit. But you can actually take an envelope and slip it through the front doors, and then we'll be able to get that. So Again, those that are watching, and you, maybe you're from a different church, I really encourage you to support your local church. We know that many of you are going to be having a hard time. We know that the church will maybe take a hit as well. So we just encourage you to be faithful in your giving. And also, I know March is Food Share Month all around the state of Minnesota. And to be honest, I'm a little bit concerned about the needs of our local food shelf. I'm sure the needs have already increased, along with the fact that so much support comes from churches through their offerings during this month. And with churches not meeting as usual, this could really affect our local food shelf in a hard way financially. And so today we were going to receive an offering for them. Now, fortunately, Second Harvest has extended the food share time through the month of April. And so anytime during March and April, you can give to that. And if you do that online, you can go to special and just put food shelf, and we will get the donations to them. But we want to pray right now for the offering. It's kind of weird not having ushers here to come and receive, but hey, I'm glad we have these other options that we can work with today. Let me pray for you, for God's blessing upon you during this time. Heavenly Father, we pause to say thank you for all that you have blessed us with. Lord, from the small things like toilet paper to some still having jobs, and then even the way that our government is planning on coming through and helping people financially. God, we just know that ultimately you are our source. And so today we just remind ourselves of that. And yet in the midst of all of this, Lord, we want to remember to keep you number one. And Lord, we want to be a blessing to you, so we give this morning of our general fund and our missions giving. Father, we pray that you'd bless each gift and each giver today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, just a couple announcements we want to make this morning. Number one, social media. Again, there's some great tools online that will allow us to connect with you and you to connect with each other. So on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Living Hope LF is our username. And so if you're not a part of those social media groups and in our church yet, again, Living Hope LF, we invite you to be a part of that. And again, throughout the week, we're going to be putting out periodic different Facebook Live posts, where we'll give you updates, encouragement. I'll share some scripture with you. I was kind of surprised that the one Darla and I did this week, we've got probably almost 700 different views. And I think you're viewing it because you're laughing at us because of how we started out and we're so cumbersome. And I was trying to do it on my laptop and that stopped working and it just wasn't right. So we switched to the iPad and, you know, you just got to go with the flow these days. So we thank you for viewing that. And again, we'll be putting out more. So please, when you join us on that, like it, love it, share it, all those kinds of things, and make some comments on that. So, next week was supposed to be Pastor Sarah and Jeremy's last Sunday with us. As far as honoring them in our service, this is their last week with us. So we were going to have cake and just honor them next week, but we hope to be able to do that at some point in the near future, but are just not sure of how that will work. So we do invite you to express your words to them, write them a letter, send them a card. You can get some of your friends maybe with Pastor Sarah and Jeremy on social media. So again, please be sure to thank them. Again, we're going to try and fit something in the coming weeks if that would be allowable, but we'll see on that. So, and then as some of you may know, Darla and I were supposed to be vacationing in sunny Florida during this time. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, and my parents are both 79 and have some physical things going on that we didn't feel it was safe for them to travel. And then Darla's an elementary music teacher at Lindbergh, so she really needed to be in this week to do a lot of prep for the kids to do their studies at home. And then I've been having this respiratory thing. I'm pretty sure it's not the COVID-19 going on, just a cold that settled in my chest. But I've been kind of staying away from people and stuff as well. And we just thought it's not a good time for us to go. So, but because of that, Pastor Sam was going to be bringing us the word already this day. And we thought, we're not changing anything. We're not going to change it up. So Pastor Sam is going to come and minister the word this morning. And right now, I want to invite you to give it up for Pastor Sam, our youth and executive pastor. So would you give him an applause? All right. Now, come on. I can't hear you. Give it up now. Come, there you go.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Pastor Keith. Thanks, worship team, for coming in. It's fun to still worship together. This is strange for me, preaching to this room right now. And the last time I did something like this, I was in college at North Central University, and I took youth homiletics and took a homiletics course and preached to a couple people and videotaped it. So I'm back in college again. We're all getting younger in this bad boy. But hey, we do want to welcome you. We do want to say thanks for joining us, and thanks for being online, Facebook, Instagram, live stream, whatever you're connecting with us, and also Living Waters Church as well. It's so great to have you a part of what's happening here. And maybe you joined us for the first time. You haven't really connected with church in a while, and we're just so glad that you chose to come and join and worship and be a part of our service. And so we're continuing a series that we've been doing called Foundations, the Parables of Jesus. And so we're going to look at that today. Now, I am not someone who has a green thumb. Now, you may be sitting in your living room or sitting in your bedroom or somewhere, and maybe your kids or your teenagers looked at you and said, "What does green thumb mean?" It simply means that people with the green thumb can plant things, make them grow. They're good at tending gardens and making things happen when it comes to plants. I am not that guy. But at our house here in town, we've always tried to have some sort of a garden in our house or in our yard. So when we first moved here a little over 10 years ago, we had a little bit bigger garden in our backyard. Did okay. We got some good stuff. We put some chicken wire around it to keep the rabbits out, all that kind of fun stuff. But it did all right. It was all right. Then we cut some trees down and thought, man, we need a better area. So we moved our garden, made it a little bit smaller, did a little slightly raised garden. And we thought, okay, this is the spot. This is going to work. This is going to grow. This is going to happen. And some things, again, did okay. But we've always struggled with cucumbers. Like, for whatever reason, I cannot get cucumbers to grow. And so this is that area. And we're like, man, what's going to happen? And we get it, and it'll start to grow, and it'll get that little flower, right? And then, you know, that flower is supposed to turn into a delicious, tasty cucumber. But ours just gets to the flower part and never grows any further. And so I'm getting frustrated with this garden because it's not doing what it was created to do. It's not producing the fruit, the vegetable that it was supposed to do. And so we have to decide this year what we're going to do with our garden. What are we? Am I going to try cucumbers again? Is it going to happen? And so thinking about that, thinking about my garden, thinking about producing fruit brings us to our parable this morning. We're talking about the parables of Jesus. In Luke chapter 13, if you have your Bibles, and you hopefully do at home, whether you're on your phone, you'll have to find a different way to read it. You might have to open up the actual hardcover Bible this morning. But turn to Luke chapter 13, starting in verse 6 through 9. As you're turning there, I do want to pray. God, thank you for this opportunity to share this morning. God, thank you that I know I'm not alone. I know that none of us are alone, that your Spirit is with us. God, that you care for us. God, that you're meeting us here in this moment, God, and wherever we're at, wherever we're watching this, whether live or later, through a podcast, God, that you're going to speak to us and minister to us in a powerful way. I invite you here in these moments, God, in these words, in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 13, starting in verse 6, says this, "Then Jesus told this story. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there's any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to his gardener, 'I've waited 3 years, and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden.' The gardener answered, 'Sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year, and I'll give it a special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down.'" So Jesus tells this story, and in the very beginning, in verse 6, it says, "then." Whenever we read the word "then" in the Bible, it's referencing something that happened earlier. And so I think it would be wise of us to jump back a few verses and see what did it say in the beginning part of these verses. Excuse me. Verse number 1, let's go to Luke 13, verse 1. It says, "About this time, Jesus was informed that Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee as they were offering sacrifices at the temple. 'Do you think those Galileans were worse sinners than all the other people from Galilee?' Jesus asked. 'Is that why they suffered? Not at all. And you will perish too unless you repent of your sins and turn to God. And what about the 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Were they worse sinners in Jerusalem? No, I tell you again, unless you repent, you will perish too.' So Jesus is speaking to the people of Israel here. He's talking to his children. He's telling them, and if you read the Bible, the fig tree often symbolized God's people. It symbolized God's provision, his blessing, what he's doing for us, and what he wanted to do for his people. And so we see that this parable that Jesus tells in Luke 13 is about repentance. It's about coming back. It's about God's desire to have relationship with you, to have relationship with me, to have relationship with each and every person that God has that created us for relationship with him. And so we're going to break that down today. We're going to look at this verse and what that means to us. What can we learn? First of all, God is more patient than we know. God is more patient than we know. Jesus is talking to these people and he's saying, I want you to know me. I want you to know the Father. I did a little bit of research, and fig trees are meant to produce fruit after they're planted within about 3 to 6 years. So that kind of works with this story. We see that they planted the tree, and we're not exactly sure when, but at the appropriate time, the man who owned the garden came in and said, all right, looking for fig trees. He walked over that tree. Oh, year number one, nothing. He goes, year number two, nothing. Year number three, nothing. He's getting frustrated. He's about ready to give up, but they say, but the gardener, the guy who talks him into it, says, let's give it one more year. Let's give it one more chance. And so he says, yeah, I'll give it another chance. God is more patient than we realize. God is with us. And he wants us to give our lives to him, and he helps us grow and helps us start being more like him. Now, I just recently watched a movie, probably in the last month or so. It's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Now, you probably have some extra time. Being at home, I would advise you, it's a great movie. It's about Mr. Rogers, if you grew up watching Mr. Rogers. And so in this this movie, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers, and there's a journalist coming to interview him just to get to know him a little bit more. And so he comes into the studio, the journalist does, and they're taping the show, and he walks in, and at this point, they're not actually taping. There's a child, you know, Mr. Rogers, if you watch the show. Mr. Rogers would bring in kids, often different guests, and so this kid is having a tough time. He's struggling. He is trying to figure out, he's just not really cooperating with the recording. So Mr. Rogers is down on one knee, and he's looking at him, and he's talking to him, and he's listening, and there's this give and take, and it's this slow process. And everybody else, all behind the scenes, the crew is waiting, like, we got to do this show. Are we going to do this show or not? But Mr. Rogers is patiently just engaging and talking and loving the child. And the journalist who was watching this behind the scenes asked the producers, asked the people there, says, well, how often does this happen? And the people there say, pretty much every day. So as I thought about that, I thought about that scene this week, I thought about this story, I thought, God is just like that. God is so much more patient with us than we even realize. That's why I picture God always present with us, ever waiting, not in anger, but in patient love, knowing that he has the very best for us. That he has his best plan for us. And you're being tested in that now. Your lives are being forced to slow down. Maybe you're getting tested in your patience with your family at home or finding, what am I going to do about a job? Realize that God continually is patient with us. And that's what this story is teaching us. That's what this story is showing us. And specifically so when it comes to salvation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this about God's patience. Says, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. God loves you so much. God cares for you so much. God is patiently waiting that you, that I, that every single person watching, not watching, knowing where they're at right now, would come to repentance, would come to know him. God is not slow in keeping his promises. God will do everything he promised he said he would do. Maybe you're struggling with that truth right now. You're like, God, are you really going to, how are you going to provide? How are you going to do this? God, what's our world going to look like in 2, 3, 5, 10 months? God will always stay true to who he is. But he is patiently waiting for those in our life, for me, for you, to come to know him, to realize him. And maybe you're watching today and you haven't connected with church in a long time. God is patiently waiting for you. He's patiently saying, come back to me. Come back home. I love you. I'm here for you. God is more patient than we know. So if God's more patient, we know, and I believe that is true, there's also in this parable, in this story, another angle to that. That it also tells us that there is a time limit on the chances and the choices that we have. We're looking at this story. We see that the gardener, they were ready. After year three, it was supposed to produce fruit. This fig tree is not producing fruit. So he said, all right, let's get rid of it. And the gardener says, give it one more year. I'll fertilize it. I'll take care of it. I'll give it special attention. Trust me, we can do this. So he's like, all right, I'll give you another year. But after the year, if there's no fig tree, there's no figs, we're going to cut it down. We're definitely going to cut it down. And so this shows us that, number two, judgment will eventually come. Judgment will eventually come. There is a time where we'll have to answer for the choices and the life we have lived. That's why the parable ended the way that it did. Because yes, God is gracious. Yes, God is good. Yes, Jesus is there. But eventually, our choices, our life, have eternal consequences. We will answer and stand before God at some day. This isn't a doomsday message. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be down. It's simply life. At your job, you have deadlines. For those of you the kids are at home from school, everybody is. Guess what? Homework will eventually be due again. Now, at some point, I'm believing I'm going to have to pay taxes, and there'll be a due date for our taxes. And then if I don't, there's a penalty for that. There are expiration dates. There are points where we have to answer and give account for what we do and what we live. And this is really how the end of time is going to be. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 says this. In verse number 11. It says, and I saw a great white throne and the one sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life. And the dead were judged in according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead, and the death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. So we see that there will come a time. God is so gracious. God is so loving. But there comes a point where we will have to, where all of us, it says in the Bible, it says great and small. Everybody from the beginning of time till the end of time will stand before God and say, this is my life. Did I choose you? Did I give my life to you, Father? That's what each one of us is looking at. Now, when it comes to having time, when it comes to reaching that deal, anybody who knows me knows I love a good deal. I love getting amazing savings when I go shopping, when I go on trips. Like, I'm thinking already, I know it's like March and we just got snow, but it's going to melt today. But I'm thinking about the state fair in August. Like, I always buy one of those coupon books, and I love a deal. Like, Jelena and I have done trips for very minimal cost because the deals I found, and it's super fun. Like, airfare. Like, I'll find it. Okay, if we're going to go somewhere, we're going to fly there occasionally, I'll find a deal, and I'll go, man, that's a pretty good deal. But I think I can get it even better. And so I'll wait a little bit, and I'll kind of watch it, and then I'll check it the next day. And then I'll wait, and I'll go, oh man, it could get a little bit better. And I know I got a good thing in front of me. I know it's a good deal. I know it's awesome. But I'm like, but I got time. The trip's 5 months, 6 months down the road. It's 3 months down the road. I got time. So I'll wait. And then what really frustrates me is I'm like, okay, fine. Now's the time. I need to book it. This is the deal. It's awesome. I go to book it, and guess what? The deal is gone. That frustrates me. Like in the weird part of me, you're getting a little insight into my weird psyche a little bit today. But that's how it is for me. And if we bring that back to our life, we bring that back to Scripture, that's how it is in real life too. Sometimes we think we got all the time in the world. We think we got all sorts of opportunities for what we're going to do. And God is saying, yep, my grace is here, my grace is here, my grace is here. But there will come a point where judgment will come. And God is extending you his grace today. He's extending his love to you today. And realize that at some point we're going to stand before God. And are we going to be bearing the fruit that shows that we are his? Judgment will eventually come. Let's look one last time at our parable. And I challenge you today, right now, really, the third point here is now is the time to bear fruit. Now is the time to bear fruit. Now is the time to live the faith that you profess on Facebook, on social media, to those around you. Now is the time to live out what God created us to do. Now is the time to bear the fruit of love, of joy, of peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Now is the time to bear that fruit. Like no time in our history. We are given a unique opportunity to live out our faith. In this scripture, and I really wondered when Pastor gave me this passage to preach a while back when our team was planning our Sunday mornings, I read this, I was like, oh man, how am I going to make this work? But as I prayed, as I prepared, I saw, Holy Spirit, you're in this. This is what we need to hear today. This is what we need to go after. God is speaking to us. Now is the time to bear fruit. We were created to bear fruit. The natural growth process of a Christian is to have a changed life and to begin living more and more and more like Jesus. That's what we're created to do. That's the fruit we're supposed to do. The situation we find ourselves in, if you would have told me 14 days ago, hey, Sam, everything's going to be shut down. No schools, no sports. Let me say it again, no sports. And I cannot watch Australian rugby yet, okay? We'll get there, but I'm thinking I'll make it. If you would have told me what we're in today 2 weeks ago, I'd have said, nah. Like, I know crazy stuff happens, and that's over there. But here we find ourselves. We find ourselves in a unique situation where the Holy Spirit is giving us a chance to be the church, to bear fruit for those around us. Maybe not in personal space. We've got to be 6 feet apart or online or some other way. But now is the time to bear fruit. Matthew chapter 7. Turn there with me. Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 through 20 say this. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Guys, we're meant to bear fruit. This is a unique opportunity. And this is the moment, as I went on a prayer walk yesterday, and just was listening to music and worshiping and praying about this morning. This is the moment that I really felt the Holy Spirit just kind of drop in, this moment in the message, where right now in your living room, right now in your bedroom, right now if you're maybe walking and listening to this, this is the moment where this goes from you watching something on TV, where the Holy Spirit steps into your room right now, and this becomes real. And you're feeling it right now in your heart. And you're feeling in your spirit that God is speaking to you, that this is your time, and it's two people. Church, this is not the time to cower in fear, to stand back and say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Now, we're going to be wise. You can see our pastors leading the way. We're going to be wise. We're going to honor those in authority. We're going to set up positive boundaries. But now is the time to be the church. Bear the fruit that God created you to bear. Let people see Jesus in everything we do. That's what I'm praying. I've seen more of my neighbors in the last 2 weeks than I probably have in almost 10 years. Like, I get to know them, but they're out. We're trying to interact. We're trying to talk a little bit. Hey, how are you doing? Hey, what do you need? I miss engaging with my students. I miss seeing you here. I'm thinking about where you guys sit in this room. I miss that. But God has given us a unique opportunity, church, to be the church, to bear that fruit. And on the flip side, maybe you are watching and you haven't been a part of church. Maybe you push church away. And maybe the church hurt you for whatever reason. I'm sorry. I say some really dumb things sometimes. Pastor Matt's nodding his head in the back. Well, not yet, but he's thinking. I've probably said some hurtful things, possibly even to you at some point or another. But you know what? God is faithful. God is good. And don't turn your back on the church because of what somebody else did. Because in this story, God is saying, I am patiently waiting for you to come home. I am patiently waiting for you to give your life to me. And I want you to bear the fruit. I want you to live the life that I created you to live. And so God is invading your space. God is coming into your room right now. And you feel something in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit drawing you back. Saying, come home. This will end. This situation, this quarantine, this virus, it will end. I have no doubt about that. We're going to get past this. And so we need to be prepared to not stop doing the new things we're doing now. So when we get back to meeting in this room, when we get back to life as normal, the church needs you, I need you, Jesus wants you to continue to do the things that you're doing now to reach out and to bear that fruit. One of the practical ways now, as much as we can, one of the things we're encouraging you to do, how can we bear fruit even right now? It's a really simple way. Be watching this week. We're going to promote a small business each week at church. Excuse me. We're going to promote a small business that, as much as we can, as long as we can, go and shop there. Buy a gift card. Support them. Say, Living Hope Church, when you go there, buy donuts. Go to the jewelry store. Get something. Pre-buy your Christmas presents. If you can financially, I understand that. But I want us as a church to be a light. And when you go there, say, Living Hope Church cares about you. Living Hope Church wants to see you guys succeed. And we're praying for you. We're thinking about you. Here's a little something. Find practical, find creative ways to be the church, to bear fruit. There are so many ways to bear fruit right now. Just let me ask you this question. What is the spiritual atmosphere of your home been this week? I've been pretty good this week, as a whole. I had a moment a couple days ago where it just, all of it kind of came on me. And just, you start thinking, and you start going there with your mind, and fear creeps in, and guess what? God said, well, Sam, where's your faith? I'll see you later. No, God didn't do that. God said, Sam, take a breath. I'm still here. I'm still in control. It's your time to bear fruit. It's your time to be who you say you are with my strength and my spirit. I'm going to ask Darla to come up, and we're going to begin to close our time together this morning. Like I said earlier, I think this is the perfect time for this message. God planned this moment for you. Whether you're a follower of him or whether you're seeking and maybe just thinking, man, maybe I need to get back into this Jesus thing. God is more patient than we know. He is waiting for you. But eventually that patience will lead to judgment. Will you be protected by Christ's sacrifice, or will you be cast out of his presence? And finally, now is the time to bear fruit. The world will know we are Jesus' disciples by our love. By our love. Show it in your homes, show it on social media, show it to your neighbors, however you can. Now is the time to bear fruit. Pray and look for ways this week where you can do those exact things. So as we close our time this morning, I think I gave a pretty decent challenge to the church. Let's do this, guys. It's our time. But maybe you're sitting there in your house, maybe you're listening to this, and you have not submitted. You have not, like, you can't produce fruit as a fig tree. You can't produce fruit because you're not planted in the right garden. God is saying, get on our team. We want you here. And in just a moment, I'm going to give you a chance. You're not in this room. So in our church, if you were here with us, we'd have you raise your hand or maybe stand or have you respond in some way. Here's how we're going to do it today in a moment. On social media, whether it be Facebook, whether it be our live stream, on our chat, whether it be through Twitter, Instagram, wherever you're doing, we want to track this because we don't just want to have, oh yay, X amount of people said yes to Jesus on this moment. We want to help you then grow. We want to be like that gardener who helps take special care of you, who fertilizes, who invests, who helps you take this faith and help it grow so that you can produce the fruit that you're created to do. So in just a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to accept Jesus. And if you do that today, if you choose him, I want you to type in the comment section, I choose Jesus. And that will show us that you're making a decision to accept Jesus. And that we will follow up with you. We will do our best to connect with you and to get you plugged in to help you grow during this time and in the future days ahead. So just you and God right now. Let God speak to you. What do you need to do? Church, what do you need to do? Are you bearing fruit? What kind of fruit is being shown right now? A good tree produces good fruit. If you're sitting in your room right now and you want to say, I need Jesus, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to pray a prayer. I want you to type in, I choose Jesus. And then I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your love. I thank you that you give me another chance to be right with you. I ask you, Jesus, now to come into my life, to come into my heart, to forgive me of my sin. I want to produce good fruit for you. I give you my life starting today and this day going forward. In Jesus' name, amen." You made that decision. We are excited. This is the opportunity we're given right now. Maybe you listen to this later. Comment back to us. Email. My name is Sam. Sam@livinghopelf.org. Email me. Say, "Sam, I heard the message. I accepted Jesus." Sam@livinghopelf.org. Multiple. Keith, Matt, Sarah. Just talk to us. Let us know. I want to close our time this morning with just a general prayer for you. Thank you for watching with us. Thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you, Darla, and your team. Thanks, Pastor Matt and Diane and others who put so much work to make this live stream happen. We got new cameras. I appreciate your guys' work so much as we partner and team together. And others, Janelle, so many people. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Spirit meeting us here today. God, thank you that you do give us those opportunities to come to you. Lord, I pray, God, for just your peace to flood every moment. God, I pray today that we would have God moments with you, with our families, with maybe connecting with some of our other people in our lives over technology today, God. That today would be a day focused on you. Side, not distracted by social media or for TV, but just take a little extra time to worship, to pray, to journal, to celebrate God's creation. God, I pray for those who gave their lives to you, God. And I'm believing that there are people who gave their lives to you today. God, that you'd help their faith take deep roots. God, that they would grow strong, that they would produce fruit, that all of us would be producing fruit that honor you, that acknowledge you, God, that live out the way we were meant to be created. God, I pray a blessing over our church. Thank you for Pastor Keith and our board and those who are in leadership, God, who as we are trying to make decisions in the coming days ahead. I pray for healing for this country. God, healing for this world. God, that you would stop the spread of this virus in Jesus' name. That the tide would turn right now in Jesus' name. God, that you would begin to bring diagnoses, deaths down, God, that they would stop. Lord, we know you're already with us today. Show us moments of your presence. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us today. Keep on watching. Keep on following us on social media and our website. Guys, God bless you. Take care.